14, what are the possible research hypotheses and outcomes for a Pearson's correlation analysis? Be sure to cover all the possible decision errors. There are three possible research hypotheses. Positive linear relationship, negative linear relationship, no linear relationship. Make sure you get the word linear in there. Make sure you express all three. One of the differences between statisticians and researchers and practitioners is sometimes we think we're not going to get enough of a relationship to care about. And we refer to that as hypothesizing the null. There are three possible results of a statistical analysis using Pearson's correlation. We either decide there's a positive relationship, decide there's no relationship, or decide there's a negative relationship. This sets up 9 possible outcomes, each of which is a combination of what's true and what we decided, and we end up with 5 things among those 9 possibilities. 1, a correct rejection. We think we found something. What we found is what's really true in the population. A correct retention of the null. We didn't find anything, and we're right. There's nothing going on in the population. A type 1 error, a false alarm. We found an effect. There's not an effect in the population. A type 2 error, a miss. We didn't find anything. We should have. There is something in the population. And finally, a type 3 error. We found something. There is something, but not the something we found. A misspecification.